Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Well, I'm wearing like a charm tied to on my armor. Your name in a horseshoe.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you here for about 2 hours, and hope everyone's keeping cool in this hot weather. I don't know, everyone could be any different places listening to this, since you can listen online now, but anyone in the greater Boston area, we are hot here. And it's supposed to be like this all week. And tomorrow's the 4th of July. I don't know what kind of partying people are doing for it. Fireworks down on the Esplanade, all fireworks in other towns, all kinds of stuff. Beach days if it's this hot. But my first set's for the 4th. So I can't help myself. I have to start with Bruce Springsteen with 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy. From his second album, The Wild, The Innocent, and The East Street Shuffle.
Sandy, the fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Downtown, the circuits full of switchblade lovers. So fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open, like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. For sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels. Ah, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the
the boardwalk, where they all promised to unsnap her jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning, bitch. Didn't think I'd ever get on. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Loverboy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You oughta quit this scene too.
right, that was a set for the 4th of July, which is tomorrow. First, you heard Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with 4th of July Asbury Park, Sandy, from his second album, The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. After that, you heard X with 4th of July. X was a punk rock band formed in L.A. in 1977, part of the first wave of American punk. Singer Xene Cervenka, singer bassist John Doe, guitarist Billy Zoom, and drummer DJ Bonebreak released 7 studio albums between 1980 and 1993. 4th of July was on their 87 album, See How We Are. It was their first album after guitarist Billy Zoom left the band, and Dave Alvin, who'd been with the Blasters, replaced him on this album. He also wrote that song. Then you heard Chicago with Saturday in the Park from 1972's Chicago 5. The band released their first album as Chicago Transit Authority in 1969. They've had lots of albums and hit singles out, and with changes in membership through the years, the band still tours and performs today. And then the set closed with Yankee Rose from David Lee Roth's 1986 solo album, Eat 'em and Smile. Steve Vai is playing guitar on that and also co-wrote it. Anyone familiar with Steve Vai could hear that, you know, standard Vai type of play in there. And the song was a tribute to the Statue of Liberty, which was being renovated at the time. And bass player here is Billy Sheehan, currently in the Winery Dogs in other bands, and I played the Winery Dogs on the show quite a bit. So that's quite a lineup Dave had on his solo album there. Now I have some local bands with shows this week. First I got Highway Chapel with Darkness. Band plays Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, has members who were in James Strait and the Wide Stance. Highway Chapel will be playing Friday night at Club Boho at the Cantab in Cambridge, Mass. We'll be right back.
princess. I hope she's not a complete mess. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. All day standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis, for sure. Kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
Yeah.
several local bands who have shows this week. First was Highway Chapel with Darkness, and they're going to be playing Friday night at Club Boho at the Cantab in Cambridge. After then, you heard Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with the Elevator Girl. Being formed in 2013, but the players have been around for a long time and played with lots of different cats. And they're going to be playing the early show at 4 p.m. at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Saturday. And then Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy from their album The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. And they're going to be playing at the show Saturday night. Greg Allen is going to be the 4 p.m. show, and Trusty Sidekick will be at the nighttime. I don't know what time the nighttime show is, like 8 or something. I don't know. They'll be at the Saturday night show at the Midway Cafe in JP. Now we have I have new music from a couple of local artists who I've never played on my show before. I'm sure some here on WMFO, I'm sure some of the other jocks have been playing these guys and gals. But first is Andrea Gillis with Land on Me from her brand new album, Ladies Love Thunder, which was released probably about a week ago. Gillis hails from South Boston and has been around the local scene for quite some time. This is her third studio album. And does she have a voice? Here's Andrea Gillis with Land on Me.
suppose if you want to make some changes, Fred, you must interpose
and take some action for your rights. Ahead to victory.
Without conviction, always getting left behind.
Bang the drum, hit the cymbal, it's time to roll the timpani. Can you hear the bells are ringing? It rings for you, it rings for me. And be enlightened, full righteousness, the strength within. Your life has meaning, oppressive ways.
City where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
You just heard some new stuff from local artists. First was Andrea Gillis with Land on Me from her new album Ladies Love Thunder. After that, the Doug McDonald Band with Skyline Drive from their new album Soundcheck. The band consists of McDonald on guitar and Patty Short on drums. I think this is their fifth album. I'm not quite sure. Then Analog Heart with Toss and Turn from their brand new CD, For Me This Time. It came out a couple of weeks ago. And the set ended with drummer Smitty, who had moved from Detroit to Boston in 1985, has been in many bands, including Figures of a Beach and Fire King. That was Think Fight Forge from his album Just a Modern Guy. And Smitty's, I think they just had their first show last Saturday night at Once Ballroom, and it was a good show. Now, last weekend I saw a great John Butcher Axis show at TCAN in Natick. It was Friday night. That's the Center for the Arts in Natick. Band sounded great. Played all the songs used to see them playing back in the day, and band was joined for the first time in decades by their original drummer Derek Blevins. Such a great show, and I'm still psyched from it, so I had to play a couple of their songs today. Some of you may remember the John Butcher Axis, great power trio based in Boston back in the 70s and 80s. Any of you younger people wouldn't have known them, but you may have heard some of their music since then. As John later moved to LA for a while, where he did production and scoring soundtracks, as well as playing music, and now he does solo shows, including shows of Hendrix material. And he remastered and re-released the band's first two albums on CD to mark their 30th anniversary, John Butcher Axis. And what I have here is Sentinel, instrumental from their 1980 self-titled debut album. This is always my favorite song of theirs. I love it. John Butcher's such a great guitar player. So here is John Butcher Axis with Sentinel.